Your goals should address a real need or a real gap. You set too many goals. Set goals that really count, that really matter. If they're necessary, you're going to attack them with a sense of urgency. I mean, it's nice to make more money, but do you really need to make more money? If you don't need to make more money and yet you want to make more money, you better tie that want to make more money to something that you actually want, that you actually deeply desire. Because I have run into this time and time again with salespeople that are living a pretty comfortable life. As much as they want to achieve the goals that they've set for themselves, they don't need to work that hard because they already make enough money. Welcome to Unlocking Greatness, the podcast where purpose fuels your journey to greatness. I'm your host, Ryan James Miller, and I'm here to guide you through the remarkable stories of purpose-driven achievers just like you. Whether you're building a business empire or strengthening your family, this is your space to learn, grow, and find fulfillment. With each episode, we dive into the lives of extraordinary individuals who align their values and beliefs with professional success. Get ready for inspiring conversations, practical wisdom, and the keys to unlock your own potential in life and business. Let's embark on this journey together to unleash your potential, live your calling, and achieve the greatness that you were created for. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the podcast. You are here. You are listening to Unlocking Greatness, and I am so grateful that you are doing so. You know, it means so much that you continue to support what we're doing here. And I feel like we are just on a really good roll in terms of the guests that we have had, the guests that we have coming up, some of the solo episodes and the feedback that we have been getting. And so I'm just super grateful, and I want to continue on that train today. So for this week's episode of the podcast, what I want to talk about is something that I think is a topic that we all are challenged with, and it's this idea of staying motivated to achieve the goals that we desire for ourselves. You know, we likely, if you're listening to this podcast, there's a really good chance that you are a high achiever or you're striving to be a high achiever. And so you are setting goals. We're a few months into the year. You've probably got goals that you've set. I don't know where you're at in terms of being on track or not on track with those goals, but you've set goals for yourself. And yet, because we're a couple of months into the year, you've probably already run up against a roadblock. You've already run up against something that has hindered your ability to sustain momentum, right? It's just the nature of the beast. We run into roadblocks all of the time. We experience challenges all of the time. And one of the questions is what are you going to do about it? I think what I find is more often than not, we end up setting goals that we aren't completely into, that we aren't completely committed to, that we, our heart isn't in. This happens a lot, actually, with clients that hire me. One specific instance recently, so an owner of a business hired me to coach them, to guide them with helping them build a sales playbook, with some strategic sales efforts, execution strategy, a social strategy, a content strategy, and then to hold them accountable and walk them through executing on that. Well, 2.5 months into our engagement, they were not living up to their end of the bargain. They were not fulfilling what they had committed to. They weren't doing the work. And I found myself in a place where I was like, my gosh, I don't know what to do here. I mean, I can yell, I can scream, I can threaten. I mean, you're paying me money. Why aren't you doing what you're supposed to do? But at the end of the day, if you don't want to do it, you're not going to do it. And so I had to do something that I have not had to do very often in my 13 years of coaching, but I had to do, which was provide them with or present them with an ultimatum. And I said, you've made commitments to me and yourself. You're not fulfilling those. And it sounds to me like moving forward does not make sense. Basically, you're fired politely. And the response I got back was so apathetic. It was so, they just gave in. You're right. I just can't keep up. And it's like, wait a minute. You recognized you had this problem in your business. You had a desire to forge forward, and you're just going to quit on yourself? And so as hard as it was to break a relationship with a client, as hard as it was to not receive that money anymore, I had to let him go. I had to cut them off because I didn't want my name on something that wasn't making progress. And I didn't feel like I could take money from something that wasn't making the progress that I felt like it could. We were doing work on our end, but they weren't fulfilling their end. And eventually they were going to get to the point of realizing, God, I've spent all this money. I haven't made progress. And they're going to get pissed off at me. And I didn't want to have anything to do with that. And so again, it made me think, like, what is it going to take for people to get after it? What's it going to take for people to hustle hard? What's it going to take for people to get out of their own way and achieve the things that keep them up at night? You know, when I look to social media, I see a couple of guys, specifically men, that are speaking to this issue. Two specifically, one extremely well-known name, another not so known, but quickly growing to social media stardom. And from the looks of things, he's actually been really successful in a fairly short period of time. Probably done a lot of work for a lot of years, but he's gone from not being recognizable to blowing up in a short period of time. But my problem with both of them is they demean. They down talk, they try and flex, like physically even try to flex on the people, shame them into doing things that they don't want to do, or shaming them into doing things that they want them to do. And that frustrates me too. It's like, I want to tell people, I want to tell you, if you're listening to this, quit wasting your life, quit wasting your effort on things that don't matter. But for the things that matter to you, for the love of God, get it together. Focus. Find the support you need. But I understand that that's easier said than done. And so my frustration for these guys that I'm speaking about that are basically beating it over people's heads has led me to try and present you with something a little bit different, a different approach, but I don't want to let you off the hook. I want you to think about it right now. What is something that you want to achieve so bad, but you can honestly look at yourself in the mirror and say you're not putting forth the effort required? That wasn't a podcast glitch. That was me pausing. What is it? Maybe what are those things? Maybe it's more than one thing. Do you want it? Do you want them? Are you willing, within ethical, moral, and integral guidelines, guardrails, are you willing to do what it takes? Are you willing to get after it? Are you willing to strive, to labor, to fight for what you deeply desire? Do you even know what you deeply desire? I'll bet you do. I'll bet you have an idea. It may not be completely clear to you, but you know what you want. And oftentimes, you know what you want because you know what you don't want. So I want to offer you just a couple of simple tips. I want to make this short, sweet, and to the point so I can be very practical for you. If you're sitting there right now thinking to yourself, I don't even know where to start, my encouragement to you is to listen to the rest of this episode. Let me offer you some practical advice. And then click the link in the show notes for the Design Your Dream Life Challenge. Because often where it starts is with you laying a solid foundation. What is your mission? What is your vision? What are your values? And how are you going to stand on top of those things as you pursue the greatness, success, excellence that you desire? So listen to the rest of this episode. Click the link in the show notes. Design Your Dream Life, 5-day challenge, 5 modules. It's an incredibly simple, self-directed course with worksheets and support that will help you to finally get clear on who you are and where you want to go. Let me move on in this specific narrative so I can be a little bit more helpful for you taking the time to download and listen to this episode. Okay, a couple of things are extremely important to think about. If you find yourself stuck, if you find yourself in this constant hamster wheel of over and over again, not being able to achieve that which you desire to achieve, you have to first identify the challenge. Is it a lack of motivation? I'll get to that. Is it a lack of consistency? I'll get to that. Is it a lack is it the presence of self-limiting beliefs? I'll talk a little bit about that. Do you have misaligned goals? I'll address that too. So those are some of the common challenges: lack of motivation, inconsistency, self-limiting beliefs, and misaligned goals that I find people in. And so again, think about it just for a second. Maybe you have to push pause on this podcast, and that's totally okay if you want to do that. I'll still be here when you come back. What is it that consistently gets you stuck? Do you not have a process to follow? Do you not block your time? Do you, as soon as you face the least bit of resistance, just fall back into the narrative that you can't do it? Are you constantly looking out to the world to motivate you to keep going? What is it? Just sit on that. Think about that for a second. It's extremely important. Okay. Let's talk about a couple of things. So I want to speak specifically to those 4 areas that I talked about. So the first one is motivation. If you've been listening to this podcast for any period of time, if you've followed my content on social media for any period of time, LinkedIn, Instagram, whatever, YouTube, you've heard me talk about this, but I'm going to talk about it again because this is something that is a constant battle for most of us, me included at times. We have the wrong source of motivation. The source of motivation that is easiest for us to acquire, and yet the worst one for us to acquire, is external motivation. That's motivation that comes from other people, books, podcasts, videos, keynote presentations, moments in movies, whatever. So you hear this story, you read this thing, and you get so fired up. It never lasts. It never lasts. Because that's external. That's outside of us. You see, that's why we have to keep going back for more, because it's temporal. Instead, I would encourage you to seek internal motivation. Just as the word, or the phrase says, it's motivation from within. What is it that you deeply desire in your heart? What are you feeling called to, led to? What do you believe your values and strengths align to? What is it that you wake up every single morning and can't stop thinking about? What is it that before you go to bed, it kind of keeps you up? You know those nights where your mind is racing because you just keep thinking about what it would be like? What is that? That's internal motivation often. It's this desire deep down in the pit of our heart, of our soul, that wants something so bad. Find that. I was having this discussion with my oldest daughter the other night. We were watching the movie Air. the Nike story of bringing on Michael Jordan. And I said to her, I said, you know, she was just admiring just how incredibly talented Jordan was. And I will always say that he's the greatest basketball player to ever play the game. I believe he's probably the greatest athlete to ever play a sport. And I told her, I said, you know what, babe? I said, potential is wasted every single day. I said, it's those that are willing to sacrifice everything that will achieve the greatest amounts of success. And you have to be careful with that, because sacrificing everything means you're going to hurt a lot. But for somebody like Jordan, he was willing to stop at nothing to be the best. He became the best. Talent was part of it. His determination, his grit was far more of it. He wanted it so bad from the inside. So I think it's extremely important that when it comes to motivation, we seek internal motivation and we are careful. I don't think that we need to shy away from external motivation because it can be helpful, but I think we need to be careful so we are not being primarily fueled by motivators that are external. Okay, two. I want to talk about inconsistency. And I think that more often than not, the reason that we're inconsistent, coupled with part of the reason is because we lack motivation. But one of the other main reasons that I believe, and I see this in clients all the time that I coach, the reason that we're inconsistent is because we don't have a simple process to follow. And it's important that it's simple and that it's a process. You see, if we don't have a process, we're going to continue to shoot from the hip day in and day out. If it's not simple, we're going to get confused, caught up, distracted. I had a salesperson ask me the other day, like, you know, what do you think about, what's your strategy for work? And I said, work in sprints, 45 minutes on, 15 minutes off. You're going to be far more efficient. I said, quit biting off big chunks of time to try and prospect or get things done. I said, carve out little amounts of time during the day. You're going to be far more efficient. You don't actually even need that much time. And when we carve out big chunks, we often find ourselves just stuck in doing nothing. So it's important that we commit to a process. We have to have a process to commit to. So we have to have a process. We have to commit to that process. We need to keep it as simple as we possibly can. And we need to make sure that we are motivated by what that process will help us to accomplish. That, I believe, is a good, simple way to become more consistent. There's a lot more that goes into that, but I don't want to overcomplicate this for you. So again, if you find yourself inconsistently executing on the things that you know you need to, back off, make it more simple. If it's in your head, it's not a process. A process is on paper. It's on a computer. You can look at it over and over again. You know, oftentimes we take for granted the fact that we get comfortable doing the same thing over and over again, and we feel like it just gets programmed into us. Chances are it's going to get lost at some point, or we're going to get lost in it at some point. So again, it's important that we stay consistent. Okay, next one. Self-limiting beliefs. I've talked about this a lot lately. This one has come up so much as I've been speaking on my book, workshopping around my book. Even as I wrote my book, a lot more people are talking to me about the self-limiting beliefs that they struggle with. And I've shared with them, even in a recent episode I just did on the podcast, I think it was just last week, I talked about some of the mental health challenges that I've had, and one of those being self-limiting beliefs. And one of the things, actually, I'm just going to say that you need to go back and listen to that episode if you haven't already, because one of the things I talked about in there is our need to tell ourselves the truth. We need to know what the truth is, and we need to know how to tell ourselves the truth. So that way, when we get into a situation where we start to lie to ourselves, I can't do this, I'm not capable of doing this, we can combat that with the truth. So we need to be able to tell ourselves the truth. And we provide some good tools for that in a lot of our programs. But it's something that's extremely important for you to define for yourself. work with other people, but ultimately you have to define what the truth is to you. Once you know the truth, you're able to confront that self-limiting belief. I can't do this is confronted with, this is going to be really dang hard, but I know I can do it. I'll give you a quick example. This last week, so around this time every single year, CrossFit, which is the fitness program that I follow and community that I'm a part of, every year they do something called the Open. It's a worldwide fitness competition that allows every CrossFit athlete to compete in a series of events. Over the last couple of years, it's been three events over 3 weeks, and you do the workout that's prescribed and programmed for you. You log a time, your score, whatever, and then that is gauged against other people across the world, as well as in your age group, but ultimately against yourself. And you get to see the progress you're making year over year in CrossFit. So I did the workout on Friday and I did not do well. I came out and just paced it, meaning I went too slow too soon or right away, and I just couldn't make up for it. And when I got done, I was just ashamed of myself. I was just so bummed. There were a lot of other factors leading into that night, but that was just, I didn't love it. I was frustrated all weekend. I was a little bit frustrated with my score, but more frustrated with my effort towards the score. And I couldn't shake it. And my score didn't really matter. Again, like I'm not competing against anyone but myself, but I just couldn't let it go. And so finally, yesterday I got to the gym. I was going to do the regular workout for the day yesterday. And one of the other guys is like, hey, let's redo the workout. And before I could even think, I'm like, you know what? I'm in. And these are brutal workouts. I mean, taking you to the darkest places that can hurt so, so bad. I knew what that was going to be like, but I had to face that demon. Well, there was a greater demon, and that was about 3 minutes into the workout, the redo, I realized how hard I was pushing myself and I was going too hard. And once you get to the place, specifically in CrossFit or high intensity workouts, you know that once you get to a place where your heart rate threshold, it gets pushed too high, I mean, it's almost the point of no return. You can't get it back. And I was there. I was in a dark, dark spot. And thoughts are going through my head as I'm doing this very fast workout. I already have a score. I could just quit right now. I can't do this anymore. I can't push myself. I think I'm going to quit. I have never, ever that I can recall in 11 years of doing CrossFit, have I ever quit a workout, whether in competition or just in the gym. Never have I quit a workout. And this moment, which was just yesterday, a day ago from recording this episode, I was on the verge of quitting. And I pushed through. And I wish I had an amazing glory story for you. I did best my other time by about 20 seconds, which was great. It moved me up quite a few places. But overall, I was not happy with my second performance, the outcome of my second performance, I should say. But I was extremely happy with the fact that I fought through that dark spot. Fought in dark. That's a new word, fark. That I fought through that dark spot. That I pushed through a place where everything, my body was shutting down, my mind was telling me to quit, and I pushed through. Because I knew I could push through. I'm not a quitter. I am not somebody that quits. How about you? When you start to face those voices in your head, those self-limiting beliefs, do you know who you are so you can combat the lies that are coming at you? And finally, just a quick touch on goals, because this can be really important too. You know, we started off this episode talking about like, how do I get out of my own way? How do I get after it? How do I achieve great things? How do I do that without beating myself over the head? Well, one of the things that you need to consider is the goals you're setting for yourself. Far too often, we are setting the wrong goals because we have been misguided. We're not guided at all. You know, we look to the world out there. We look to an influencer. We look to a peer. We look to somebody else to set goals for us. Obviously, sometimes an organization sets goals for us when we work there, which we have to fall into line with those. But ultimately, when it comes to the goals we set for ourselves, we need to make sure that those are goals that we actually desire to achieve. In one of our programs, and as a matter of fact, I touch on this a little bit in the Design Your Dream Life Challenge. We talk about aligned goals. Now, I'm not going to go through explaining all of this, but you've probably heard of SMART goals before, and I think that's a great acronym for goal setting. I like aligned better, and here's why. Here's the acronym for aligned goals, A-L-I-G-N-E-D, okay? Aligned goals. So the acronym stands for attainable. This means that we set realistic and achievable goals within our resources and our time. We want to challenge ourselves, but we want them to be within reach. If you set things too far out because you got a bunch of bravado built up in you, a cockiness built up into you, you're setting yourself up for failure. And if you set goals that are too easy, you're never going to push yourself that hard. Neither are good. So challenge yourself within reach. Those are attainable goals. L, logical. Your goals should make sense in your life or your career path. They should be in context with what your life looks like, what your lifestyle looks like. They should logically fit with other goals, with your broader plans for life, with your commitments, with your stage of life, with your responsibilities in life. They got to make sense. I, inspired. This goes back to the idea of internal motivation. Choose goals that truly excite and energize you. And those are goals that are going to come from within. Quit listening to other people tell you what you need to achieve. I mean, if people are going to help you push yourself, great. But don't set goals because other people tell you you need to. You're probably not going to ever pursue them hard enough. An inspired goal is fuel. That's what you want. G, genuine. Ensure your goals sincerely reflect your true interests and values. Make sure, again, that you're not just setting goals to set goals. Make sure that they're free from expectation and external pressure. Or I should say external expectation and external pressure. Obviously, you work for an organization. Again, you're going to have to meet the goals that they've set for you. If they're unrealistic, you better say something. But it's so important that you set genuine goals. N, necessary. Your goals should address a real need or a real gap. You set too many goals. Set goals that really count, that really matter. If they're necessary, you're going to attack them with a sense of urgency. I mean, it's nice to make more money, but do you really need to make more money? If you don't need to make more money and yet you want to make more money, you better tie that want to make more money to something that you actually want, that you actually deeply desire. Because I have run into this time and time again with salespeople that are living a pretty comfortable life. As much as they want to achieve the goals that they've set for themselves, they don't need to work that hard because they already make enough money. E, ethical. If you know me, this is something that's going to come into play all the time. Make sure your goals are aligned to your moral values, that they contribute positively to your life and they contribute positively to society, to the people around you, to your family, to your friends, to your organization. This makes it a lot easier to stay consistent and pursue those goals. And finally, D, deadline driven. A goal is not a goal if it doesn't have a timeline attached to it. It's just a wing and a prayer. It's a wish. Set clear timelines for your goals. That will create urgency. That will create a need to set a plan in place and to follow a process. So aligned goals are incredibly important. Okay, so again, in talking about this need to get after it, to work harder, to push yourself harder, it's important that we understand these barriers that we're going to face, this lack of motivation, inconsistency, self-limiting beliefs, and misaligned goals. And we need to know how to combat those things if we are going to stay on track and get after it. If you're listening to this podcast and you're not somebody that wants to get after it, what are you doing? Quit wasting your life. Go get after something you love. Go get after something you're into. I run into far too many people that are wasting their life on things that don't really matter. Figure out what matters and get after it. Again, this is why I think it's so important for you to understand what your mission, vision, and values are, to start to design your dream life, which is why we've created the Design Your Dream Life Challenge. It's this 5-day challenge, 5 video modules, 5 worksheets, self-guided. And it will help get you in the right direction, especially if you find yourself flailing. Most of us have not done this exercise of defining mission, vision, and values. Maybe values, but often not mission and vision. And we can help you do that. Click the link in the show notes and get after that. It's a low barrier way to lay a foundation for yourself and maybe finally for the first time, get serious about achieving your dream life. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. Like this, please, on whatever platform you're listening to, share it, please, with your friend, a family member. Copy the link and text it to somebody. Share it on social media. Tag us if you do share it on social media. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. I cannot tell you what it means to me that there are so many of you that are listening to me and my heart week in and week out. Got an incredible episode coming up for you next week. I cannot wait to share this guest with you. You are going to be blown away. In the meantime, continue to pursue the life that you've been created to live and unlock that greatness that I know is already inside of you. Thank you guys so much. Thank you for joining us on Unlocking Greatness. I am confident that today's stories and insights are steps on your path to personal and professional excellence. I'm pumped to share our next episode with you. But until then, keep nurturing your soul, challenging your limits, and unlocking the greatness you were created for.